the Australian Greenpeace protester that I was referring to, Colin Russell, will remain in a Russian jail for at least another 3 months after a court in St. Petersburg refused to grant him bail. The 59-year-old Tasmanian radio operator was among 30 activists arrested in September after a peaceful protest against planned oil drilling on the Arctic shelf. The so-called Arctic 30 could face up to 7 years jail if convicted of the crime of hooliganism. Colin Russell's wife, Christine, is in Canberra at the moment where she's lobbying politicians to seek her husband's release. Christine Russell is speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Christine Russell, good morning.
Hello, Alison.
Christine, Colin has been told that he will be staying in jail until at least February the 24th. That must be a terrible blow to you.
It was. It was very difficult. I was actually watching a live stream of his bail appeal, although it was beautiful to be able to see my gorgeous man, you know, live. We've obviously not had a lot of contact in the last 63 days. It was also very bittersweet, you know, because we understand that three of the other crew members have subsequently had bail granted for them. So, although I'm, you know, I'm so happy for the other crew members, it's, very difficult knowing that,
Those other three crew members who were granted bail, they are Russian. Why do you believe Colin was denied? Was it because of his nationality?
Look, it's too early to speculate, really. We don't even know the terms and conditions yet of the bail for the three Russians until, you know, we've had a chance to look at the actual, you know, brief. I wouldn't like to speculate further.
As you know, because you watched the live stream from St. Petersburg last night, Colin told the court that he was there to defend his innocence. He's never been violent. He has not committed a crime. Did he break any law by taking part in the Arctic protest?
Alison, if you take into account that when the ship was illegally seized, it was in international waters. Now, Colin was on that ship in international waters. So, no, he was not breaking any laws.
And you say that you have had limited contact with your husband. Have you been able to speak with him at all since his arrest in those international waters back in September?
Only once, Alison, on the 21st of October. Madeline, our daughter, and myself were able to speak to him late at night for about 10 minutes.
And no other contact since then?
None whatsoever. So last night was, you know, again, sort of a bizarre but, you know, bitter present. At least, you know, we were able to see him, see his lovely sense of humour and know that that's still intact, you know, and, you know, be able to hear his voice. It's so important.
And did you detect last night a marked difference in your husband's appearance, his demeanour? How is he being treated in that St. Petersburg jail?
Look, Colin actually made a point, you know, in that live stream that the conditions have improved, so the transfer from Murmansk to St. Petersburg, you know, is obviously something that gives us, you know, sort of some comfort. But please bear in mind, you know, as he said himself, I'm innocent, I'm not a criminal, he shouldn't even be in jail.
And his welfare, are you happy that he is in good health?
Look, Alison, over the last 60 days, 63 days, Colin has been losing weight rapidly, and this has, you know, been directly confirmed with our consular people who have had visits with him. So I can only hope with these improved conditions that his health will begin to improve.
And you've been here in Canberra meeting politicians and also the Department of Foreign Affairs. Were you able to meet anyone from the Prime Minister's office or the Foreign Minister's office?
I had a meeting with our Department of Foreign Affairs, one of their senior ministers' officers there. It was, I appreciate, you know, the time that was made available to us, but and being able to get some answers to a couple of questions that I had about the representations that Minister Bishop has, you know, stated previously that she's made. It became apparent from the answers to my questions yesterday that those two representations were both made at the APEC summit on the 5th of October, and there has subsequently been, you know, no further representations made.
So
unlike
nothing...
Prime Minister, you know, Cameron has made recently in, you know, speaking to President Putin.
And also Angela Merkel. So it's your view the Australian government is not doing enough to seek Collins' release?
I'm very disappointed based on the information, you know, the answers that I was given yesterday. I would like to see, and I've stated this all along, more direct diplomatic, you know, representation being made on a regular basis with whether it's President Putin, you know, and the relevant government authorities to be, you know, pressing for Collins' release. He's an innocent man being illegally detained in a Russian prison for the last 63 days.
Well, Christine Russell, the piracy charges have not been formally withdrawn. The activists are also facing charges of hooliganism. This could see sentences of up to 15 years. How are you and your family bearing up to the prospect that your husband, Colin, could be detained in Russia for a very long time?
Oh, Alison, the thought of my beautiful husband and Madeline's father not being in our lives going into the future is some days unbearable. I can't even begin to describe how distressing this has been, knowing that this beautiful, peaceful man has been, you know, locked up and possibly faces something like a 15-year prison sentence for peacefully protesting to raise awareness about the dangers of, you know, drilling for oil in the Arctic. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Christine Russell, let's hope that the nightmare is over soon. Best wishes to you and your family, and thank you for joining Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for your time, Alison.
That's Christine Russell, and as you just heard, her husband Colin will remain in a Russian jail for at least another 3 months because his bail was refused overnight by a St. Petersburg court. She was speaking there with our political editor, Alison Carabine. It's 17 to 9 on Breakfast.